Place Podcast.
Der Place Podcast.
You're listening to The Place Podcast. In this episode, performers Colin Poole and Simon Ellis talk about their collaboration on the performance Colin, Simon and I.
I'm a Londoner and a London-based artist. I've had a professional dancing career for many years. I danced with the Rambert Dance Company for a while and Phoenix Dance Company and many other independent choreographers. And then over the last 15 years, I've been working as an independent choreographer, making my own work and performing in quite a bit of that work as well. And over the last, I think maybe 5-6 years, I've really been exploring the solo form for myself, and in particular looking at issues in regard to me as a, specifically as a black male actually, and how the world seems to relate to me and how I relate to it, and looking at the kind of areas of ease and areas of obstacles and difficulties in that kind of relationship. And I think in some ways that's kind of been a segue into this working relationship. Clearly identified Simon as someone who seemed to be at a place as a solo performer as well, and by the time we met, and I do various other things like making a lot of work for ensembles or big group pieces for graduation performances of schools and stuff. But I think the main area of crossover between us is me and my solo work.
So my name's Simon Ellis, and I'm also a dancer and choreographer. I'm a New Zealander, but actually trained as a dancer at a place called the Victorian College of the Arts in Melbourne. And then in Melbourne established, an independent dance practice that... yes, definitely a lot of solo work in there, but also really pushed kind of intimate scales. Really, I was really interested in developing work, the scale of work which was presented, or kind of questioned ideas about intimacy. So intimacy between performers, between audiences and performers. And so I really, the performances got smaller and smaller. And then I moved to the UK in 2006, and just was quite an interesting thing to do when you're an established choreographer, to move to a completely different place, because it's a little bit like you become totally new and yet you have all this experience to bring to that newness. It's a sort of a re-establishing that's quite intriguing. Colin and I met in 2007 at a workshop here at the Place, and then the following year I saw a solo of his, actually in Spring Loaded in 2008, and was and it was a solo that seemed to me to speak very directly about power, and I was really challenged and kind of confronted by his performance, Colin's performance, and we started talking about the possibility of working together. And I think, Colin, I think that sort of description of the overlap between our practices in terms of being, certainly being men, but also having a really strong understanding of making work as individuals or solo work seems to be a really, that seems really important, that overlap. And then in the conversations we've had, over a number of years now, where the things that interest us and the things that seem important to us, establishing what they are and driving or generating questions out of that that find their way into the studio. And so this work, which is called Because We Care, is very much gets at those, has come out of that kind of questioning and challenging each other process?
I think the main theme evolves from exploring how we relate to each other. So, in a sense, two men exploring how they go about negotiating friendship, really, through making work, how we get to know each other, and where the kind of edges of, or what tests friendship, I guess, or what tests us through being in relationship to each other. And how we sort of handle that with care or not. And I think that's really the essence of what we've been exploring, is men, friendship and care, and these kinds of areas where it becomes a little bit difficult.
What kind of man are you?
Oh, why do I love you so?
What kind of man are you?
Yeah, when you love me no more. Why can't I let you go?
I guess alongside the studio practice, we also have a sort of talking practice where we regularly meet, schedule time to meet and to talk, really, to talk to each other. And that seemed to be just as important as being in the studio. It's been a way of us getting to know each other and also us finding out something about what interests us together. You know, it even got to the point, I think, in our first collaboration where we actually stopped getting changed in the studio to move, because we spend most of our time talking. And these conversations would, I think, be very, very challenging. So we would really be up against the edges of tolerance, I guess, with each other.
I think the thing that was interesting about that, you know, that really sort of tested us, that first collaboration in 2009, it was, wasn't it? I can't remember. But the thing that then happened as we started spending time together again outside of the studio was, in the way we've sort of thought about it and reflected on it, was feeling like we developed a, you know, really strong respect for each other. And out of that respect, in my mind, that what can happen in the studio and the kinds of edges that can be touched or... knocked into is really made possible by a very deep-seated respect for each other as artists and as people, and that seems to have been really important in this in the kind of terrain and the territory of Because We Care.
This is one of the areas that we probably find, I think, the most interesting, because it finds us, the balance of how we're weighted with each other and the lengths we'll go to make a stand on a particular perspective or direction to pursue. And it's not and it becomes very critical in terms of, it's a bit like playing chess, you know. You know, you end up kind of like, every tiny move is so loaded and significant for us that, just a step in this direction, just one step, could end up being a very engaging and critical, you know, encounter between us. And, I mean, we both have in sight the work and ultimately the success of the work. So there's never a question of that. But it can be a bit of a battleground, I think. It's kind of, there's a bit of friendly fire in there.
I really agree with what Colin's saying, but I think it's he's also, you know, saying in a very quite understated way, which I really like. But it's I think he's also it's important to say that you know, I think when you're used to being, and we're both used to this, when you're used to being a person who's initiated a project, and invariably what happens in that project, you have the kind of, not necessarily the final word, but certainly your word carries a lot of weight. And so it's, you know, when you're bringing other people involved onto a project. But in this circumstance where we initiated a project together, there's no, it's not like Colin started it and then got me involved or the other way around. That there is a sort of sense of, you know, like a battleground of aesthetic and conceptual and just what bloody feels right kind of decision making. And I really, you know, I've been deeply challenged by it. I have, and I feel like I'm a better choreographer or artist as a result of that challenge.
If I was older, I'd probably typify the experience I'm currently having as the absolute apotheosis of ennui. I sit loose-limbed, shoulders slumped, and I look blankly into the middle distance, while these two are merrily projecting all over me. Frankly, it's a little bit creepy. I can't tell if they want me to be their child or their partner. They're accusing me of all this stuff, but I don't even know them, so Christ alone knows why they want to implicate me in their bullshit. This is clearly something between the two of them. But instead of ploughing their own furrow, staying on their own mat, they fuck about and get all up in my Facebook, posting their passive-aggressive status updates and tweeting and twatting about. I'd say that I've had enough, that I'm sick of this. But honestly, it's so far beneath my contempt that I'm just going to sit here. You've got to give me props for focus.
I can talk a little bit about how my thinking got there. Just before this project, I was on a scholarship in Japan, in a shrine in Tokyo, the Meiji Jingu Shrine, and I received a scholarship to go and study with the Shinto priest there, which is pretty much a kind of male. I was studying with these men, and I'm a martial artist as well, so I was invited to, in a sense, defend the shrine, basically, and study at the dojo, which is a training hall for martial arts. And I'd become quite, I was immersed in a culture that was very much to do with how men looked after each other, educated each other, groomed each other. And it's a tradition of men going back a very long time into a samurai kind of tradition. And all that seemed to be percolating in the back of my head in terms of, like, I came back fresh with that experience and wanted to somehow see how some of it fitted in our society, and also why a lot of it doesn't as well.
You know, when we first sat down and you know, it was just in a cafe or whatever after Colin had got back from Japan, and when, as soon as you start having conversations about men in relation to violence and in relation to care, and then kinds of questions about power between men and the way in which that's manifest in many different ways, I think that's pretty, it's important. You know, it's important in the world we live in. It's important in a very micro level between, you know, in this case, the two of us, but also in terms of what happens in performance and the way in which what audiences bring to their watching when they see these kinds of things on stage, and the way in which that might affect or challenge or undermine even, but certainly provoke their imaginations and the way in which they think about these things, which are not light issues. They're not, it's not flowery at all. Because we care is much more about the putting that relationship under the microscope. So it's not about the breadth of that, but much more about narrowing or zooming in on it.
Don't you mind people grinning in your feet? Don't mind people grinning in your feet? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, there's bad hood
peace in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know they'll jump you up and down.
Okay. We don't know what experience our audience is going to have. We've tried to frame or put in the frame certain kinds of questions, and we talk a lot in this show, and we ask a lot of questions, I think. And in a sense, the way we're trying to engage in with the audience is to keep questions alive, to not bring any kind of closure or even answers, but just keep posing problems. And it's not that we want to kind of be mysterious about it, but somehow I get the feeling that our art does have some kernel of mystery in it, and somehow I feel we're respectfully guarding something about that tiny kernel of or that tiny space where an audience member can have an opportunity to maybe think and feel and sense something about what's going on, which hasn't been somehow in some ways kind of dictated by us. We somehow, it's a little bit of a prism, I think, as well, the whole experience from the inside. It's very complex in terms of very clear pieces of information. When they're put together, juxtaposed, suddenly become difficult to grasp whole. And I think that's what's going on as well. So I'd imagine that kind of an experience, and we've had the feedback about somehow the ambiguity of it, and yet there's somehow the lack of vagueness. Like, it's very clear, it's very direct, but somehow it opens up too many doors in my imagination.
And I think it's a fascinating work in a way, because one of the things about selling it, or the kind of trying to generate momentum and discussion and conversations about it, is that it doesn't sit easily as a dance work, and it's not this kind of work, and so it inhabits those sort of in between places that some venues, their very particular kind of idea about what should and shouldn't be presented. And so we've created a really great problem for ourselves, but a problem that feels incredibly, that, you know, for me, feels really filled with integrity, just because of the nature of the work. It's uncompromising, it's direct, and I really feel like when people see it, they'll be pretty excited by it. Mm.
Because We Care by Colin Nellis and Simon Paul is being performed at The Place on Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th of June. Tickets are available from our box office by telephoning 0207 121 1100 or online from www.theplace.org.uk.